Okay. Erev Pesach, Tafshin Ayin. Let me start out by saying that today's talk is a gift to all of you from my husband, who put this entire thing together and wrote an article about it in Hebrew if anybody wants to see it afterwards. That's what he does when he's not when he's not working. So this is a gift from Heshi, and quite fundamental and eye-opening. So what we're going to do is this. We're going to start out reading from the Rambam, the halachas of what our responsibility is Seder night, and a very big question is going to make itself clear immediately. We're going to attempt to answer this question, which basically is, what is Archi of Seder night exactly, and how does Rambam formulate it, and what are his proofs? And in the course of that investigation, we will understand what the term Moreh Gadol means, Moreh Gadol, that we see in the Haggadah. We'll understand the uniqueness of Moshe's Nevuah, and that entire experience of the Dor in Mitzrayim, and after they left Mitzrayim, who had Moshe as their leader. And we will also get a glimpse at the structure of the 13 Ikrim, the Animamins, that also are formulated by Rambam, what the 13 basic principles are. So here's how we're going to start out with the reading in the 7th perek of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah from the Rambam. And you'll tell me what Rambam is telling us Archiv is. So, halacha number one is the following. Mitzvas Ase Shel Torah. It's a positive commandment in the Torah. L'saper benisim v'niflaos shenasu lavosenu b'mitzrayim. Okay, so we have a mitzvah ase to tell what story? The nisim and the niflaos. The great miracles and wonders that took place where? In Mitzrayim, as opposed to? On the Yam, as opposed to in the Midbar. The nisim that took place in Mitzrayim. Okay, and then he goes on to say, "Balel Chamisha Asar Benisan," and this obligation it falls upon us on the night of the 15th. Shenemar, as it says, "Zochar Sayom Hazeh Asher Yatzasim Mitzrayim Kmo Shenemar," as it says, "Zochar Sayom Hashabbos." You must remember the day you went out of Mitzrayim, and you remembered by talking about the Nisim and the Flos. And then he goes on a little further to give you the proof text that it has to be the night of the 15th, and not perhaps earlier in the day. On the 14th, why, by the way, this is just a little tangent, why would you think you need to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim on the 14th? Because that's Chag HaPesach. If you look in the Torah, we won't go through it now, this time period is described as having really two Yom Tovim connected to each other. On the night of the 14th is Chag HaPesach, the evening, rather, of the 14th. Preceding the 15th is called Chag HaPesach. And you have to shech the Korban Pesach, and then the Torah says, and on the 15th of the month, Chag HaMatzos, which is a 7-day yantiv. And anyway, so there's a machlokus, when do you start telling the story of Sipur of Mitzrayim? It's the 15th. It's when Matzah and Maror are before you, right? That's what we read in the Haggadah. The pasuk is, v'higadah to labincha bayom hahu. You should tell your children on that day. What is that day? The 14th or the 15th? Lamor saying, ba'avor zeh, on account of zeh is, as we've spoken about here, when you can point to the matzah morrow, which means at the 15th at night. Okay. That's halacha aleph. Now, how do we fulfill that halacha? What part of the Haggadah fulfills this requirement, according to Rambam, that you have to tell about the nisim and niflos that took place to our ancestors in Mitzrayim? What part of Magid? Not a Rami Oved Ivri, and we came down to Mitzrayim, and they persecute us. No. What exact part of Magid? Pesach, Matzah, Maror. Good. What else? The Pesach and the Matzah part. What else? The Pesach, right? What else? Someone said it. No. What part of Avadim Ayinu? We're talking about the Nisim and the Niflos that took place in Mitzrayim. What part of Magid specifies that? Then Makos. Dam Tzvardei Akinim, and the discussion of the Nisim on the Yam, right? When you talk about the Nisim and Niflos, you're Makayim, that requirement of Rambam, okay? The Makos primarily, and when we discuss what happened when they were. By the way, the yam, according to many, it's a discussion in and of itself. When they were at the Mitzrayim side of the Yam Suf before they passed over and entered the Midbar, that's part of it. And the Nisim that took place in the Yam, which, by the way, could have been a river, a large river that ran through Egypt, or we're not quite sure where it was. In any case, look at Halacha Beis, okay? Mitzvah lahodia labanim. This is what the next entry, the next halacha. It's a mitzvah to inform your children. V'afilu lo shalu, even if they haven't asked you. Shenemar, as it says, v'higada to labincha. You must initiate. You must tell your children. Lefidato shel ben aviv milamdo. According to that child's understanding, the parent teaches them. Ketzad, how is this fulfilled? Im haya katan otipesh. If he was young or not intelligent, Amarlo, Bini, you say to him, my child, Kulano hayinu avadim, kmo shivcha zu, kmo eved zeb b'mitzrayim. We were all servants like this one, like this worker here, or that slave girl there. You give him a concrete example. Ubalayla hazen, on this night, pada osenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem redeemed us, v'yitzienu l'cheres, and took us out to freedom. Okay, so how do we b'makayim that? Teaching each child according to their way, which part of the Haggadah? The Arba Banim, right? The four children, what you say to each one. Okay. Now, the Rambam goes on. V'im haya haben gadol v'chacham. If the child is mature and intelligent, which pretty much applies to everybody, certainly to anyone who has a Jewish education, modio, you must teach him. Now look at the next words. Ma she'iru lanu b'mitzrayim, what happened to us in Mitzrayim, the nisim shenasu lanu al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. Hakol fidato shel ben. Okay, so what's the mitzvah? You have an obligation to teach the chacham, the intelligent child, basically us, okay? All of anyone who's not a Russia, disengaging from the whole thing, and not someone who has no understanding. You have to teach them about the nisim. What are the next words? Shenasu al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to teach them the nisim that Moshe did. Couple of questions. How is this different from Halacha Aleph? Right? We have to talk about all the nisim and niflos that Hashem did for us in Mitzrayim. That's Halacha Aleph. Now, Rambam specifies if they're smart, the smarter they are, the more understanding they are, you must specify, you must stress the nisim that happened to us through Moshe. Question. You should have a major question on this. Moshe is not even mentioned in the Haggadah. Where does Rambam get this from? And how do we fulfill this mitzvah? It's not in the Haggadah. There is one mention of Moshe's name in the Haggadah. Does anyone know where? Where's Moshe's name? Once. Exactly. V'aminu b'Hashem Moshe Avda, which you will find in the section that starts with Rav Yossi Haglili. He says, right, Minayin, how do we know that in Mitzrayim they were hit with 10 makos and on the Yam 50 makos? And he brings the proof text, Vayiru ha'ames Hashem ve'aminu b'Hashem Moshe Avdo. But the fact that Moshe did the Nisim is never mentioned. That's like an aside. The fact that Moshe did Nisim in Mitzrayim is never mentioned in the Haggadah. And by the way, in Rambam's Nusach of the Haggadah, that phrase is not even mentioned. Okay? We do have it in our Nusach, but it's not a specification that Moshe did a Nes. So Rambam says you have to teach your child the Nisim that were done al Yidei Moshe. So our questions are, how do you fulfill this? How exactly do you fulfill this? You don't, the Habal Haggadah did not do this, right? Number two, where does he get this halacha from? Because if you think about it, when we'll look into Parshas Veschanan, where the Torah tells you if your child asks you and it's the Chacham's question, the answer is not, first of all, what we answer in the Haggadah about the halachas of Pesach and Ein Maftir and Achar HaPesach Afikomen, which is how you answer the Chacham. Rambam, what about that? What about the way we answer the Chacham in the Haggadah? Rambam's disregarding that and saying, no, you have to tell the Chacham the Nisim that Moshe did. It's not what we do. Right? So we're going to try to answer these questions. How do you fulfill this mitzvah? Why would Rambam say such a thing if Moshe's name is not even mentioned? What's Rambam's thinking? And what about the answer we give the Chacham? How does that dovetail with Rambam's, understanding that the answer has to be the Nisim of Moshe? So in order to begin to make sense of this halacha and what Rambam's trying to say, we have to know that the halachas of Rambam are part of many, many works that he produced in his life, and his Sefer on Machshava, the Mora Nevuchim, is often where you find the counterpart to what he says in the halachas forum, the thinking behind the halachas that he brings down, because he doesn't bring the rationale for every halacha in the Yad HaChazaka, in the Mishnah Torah. He doesn't tell you the halacha and why, he just tells you the halacha. So you have to look into the Mora Nevuchim. So when you start looking into the Mora Nevuchim about Moshe, the nisim that were done by Moshe. So the first thing that Rambam says, famous, famous clarification Rambam makes about Moshe versus every other Navi regarding the nisim that were done by Moshe is in Chelek 2, chapter 35. Rambam takes the last pasuk in Devarim. So open up to Zos HaBracha, the last two psukim, okay? And he teaches us a fundamental principle that is meant to be understood from these two psukim. The last two psukim in Zos HaBracha say, let's go to the last three. Lo kam navi od bi Yisrael kemosha. There has never been or was, before or after, another navi like Moshe, okay? Asher yado Hashem panim el panim, that Hashem knew him with such clarity as is called face to face. There's never been any Navi who had this type of, what we call aspaklaria meira, clear vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right. Next pasuk. L'chol ha'osos v'hamofsim, all the osos v'mofsim, which Rambam says we have a chiyuv to talk about on Pesach night, that Moshe did, L'chol ha'osos v'mofsim, asher sholcho Hashem lasos be'eretz Mitzrayim, that Hashem sent him to do in Eretz Mitzrayim. Look at the next words. Leparo, very important. U'lechol avadav, very important. To Paro, all his servants. U'lechol arzo, and to the entire land. Anybody, not even a subject of Paro, anybody who found themselves in the vicinity. Okay? U'lechol hayad hachazaka, and all of the great hand. U'lechol hamora hagadol. That's very important words we're going to focus on. And the great Mora, what does that mean? Mora Gadol, if you look in Targum Unkelus, he translates it. Let's read it right. The Chesvana Rabba. Chesvana comes from the word Chazon, the great vision. Like Chazon Yeshayahu, a nevuah, a prophetic vision. So the great hand, which is the actual actions that were done, the Nisim, in the material world, ulechol hamora hagadol, the great vision of Moshe that was associated, very important, with the Nisim. There was a great vision, a great prophetic vision associated with the Nisim. Asher asa Moshe le'enei kol Yisrael. Very important three words. The last three words of the Torah. Le'enei kol Yisrael, to the eyes of all Klal Yisrael, even the blind, right? Every Jew. And we already specified Paro and his servants and everybody else. So then Rambam says in the Mora here in chapter 35, section 2, this is the meaning of the dictum. And there has not arisen a prophet since, and so on, in all the signs and wonders, etc., in the sight of all Israel. For here it establishes a connection and a tie between two notions. One, that there will not arise either someone who will have an apprehension similar to his, or one who will perform actions similar to his. In other words, the nevuah of Moshe, which supersedes everyone's nevuah, and the nisim of Moshe, which supersede everyone's nevuah, as Rambam's going to say why, because they were done, leparo, ulechol avadav, ulechol arzo, ule'enei kol Yisrael. Everybody perceived Moshe's nisim, and associated with them is a great vision, and Moshe's vision is greater than anyone else's vision. So there's two notions of the uniqueness of the nisim in the extent of them, and accompanied with a prophetic understanding, which was not ever duplicated by any other Navi, no matter what nace they did. So he goes on to say, therefore it makes clear that these signs were worked in front of Paro, all his servants, and all his land, those who were unfavorably disposed to him, and also in the presence of all Israel, who followed him. That's in the sight of all Israel. This was a thing that had not happened to any prophet before him prior to that. There occurred this truthful announcement that it will not happen to anyone else. Do not be led astray by Yoshua, that it says he stopped the son Le'enei Yisrael, because it doesn't say Le'enei Kol Yisrael. And that's a major distinction, that it happened before all of Klai Yisrael, that everybody, even the blind, even those who couldn't see, even those who weren't, you know, who were old and sick, who, everybody. Okay. What's the importance of this? The importance of this is that we're establishing here that when we talk about Moshe's Nisim, we're talking about a few things. We're talking about that they were completely unique, that everybody saw them, even people who couldn't see, and they were accompanied with Mora Godol, which Targum Onkelos, Rambam always goes by Onkelos, says Chazon Godol, a great prophetic vision. Okay, so we're already seeing that Rambam's understanding is that when we experience the Nisim, it wasn't just watching something physical take place. What else was happening? We were apprehending spiritual prophetic concepts and ideas and fundamental principles that we learned through the Nisim of Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like Moshe brought us Torah and ideas, he brought us Nisim, and they're intertwined. The Nisim set us up to understand Torah ideas. What Torah ideas we'll get to. So with this understanding that the Nisim Shenasu Al Yedei Moshe were unlike everybody else, we go and turn back to Veschanan and look at what the Torah tells us to answer the Chacham. Because we're trying to figure out where Rambam gets this halacha that you have to tell him about the Nisim Shenasu Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu, which doesn't seem to be clear, and it's not how we seem to answer the Chacham at all. What's Rambam thinking? So go to Veschanan, Perek Vav, Perek 6, Pasuk 20. Okay? In Devarim. Same Chumash. Chapter 6, Pasuk 20. Okay? Okay, so here's what it is. This is the Ben Chacham, all right? Because this is, they take the question, and the question is repeated in the Haggadah. Ki ish alcha bin chamachar lemar. In tomorrow, your child is going to say, Ma ha'edus v'ha'chukim v'ha'mishpatim asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu eschem? That's the Chacham's question, right? What are these mitzvahs and these edus, these testimonies, and these chukim, these blanket laws that we don't have understandings for, v'ha'mishpatim, and these rational laws? What is all this that Hashem has commanded you? So now look at the answer in the Chumash. This is how the Chumash tells us to answer this Chacham. V'yamarta labincha, so you tell your child. Avadim hayinu leparo b'mitzrayim, v'yotzienu Hashem mi'mitzrayim biyad chazaka. Hashem took us out with a strong hand. Look at the next words. V'yitein Hashem osos umofsim gedolim v'ra'im b'mitzrayim b'paro u'b'chol beso le'einenu. What's that saying? And Hashem did great miracles and wonders that were awesome and fearful to Mitzrayim, to Paro, to his whole household, and to our eyes. What's this talking about? Who did the Nisim le'einenu? This is a reference to Moshe, correct? And it's also a reference to what happened to us in Mitzrayim. Because look, you should tell your child, Avadim hayinu, right, leparo b'mitzrayim. We were slaves. And Hashem took us out with a great hand. And Hashem, now, if the Yad Chazaka, okay, the Yad Chazaka that we're speaking about, all right, here, is associated with, in the Haggadah, Bimora Gadol, with great vision, right? B'yad Chazaka, here's the Pasuk. Turn in your Haggadah, okay, to the part that says, V'nitzak el Hashem, right? In the middle of Magid. And the next paragraph is, V'yotzienu Hashem mi'mitzrayim. It comes from Devarim, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Aleph. Okay, comes from, if you want to look in the Chumash, it's chapter 26, Pasuk 8, Chavav Ches, I'm sorry. V'yotzienu Hashem mi'mitzrayim, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, b'yad chazaka, with a strong hand, u'bamora, b'zroa netuya, an outstretched arm, u'bamora gadol, with great mora, which Uncle has already told us means vision. So we're linking the miracles, the might, and the vision. And now, how did Rambam say you're supposed to answer the Ben Chacham? It complies exactly with this pasuk. The Rambam says, if you have a Ben Chacham, what do you tell him? Ma she'iru lanu b'mitzrayim, what happens to us in Mitzrayim, that's avadim. The Torah says, tell them, avadim hayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim. But go on from there and tell them, the nisim shenasu al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. And that we know is unique in that it's for Paro, his servants, ula eine kol Yisrael. That's what is the nisim of Moshe. That's the specific indication that they're Moshe's nisim. So that's exactly what the pasuk says. Tell him you were servants, avadim hayinu, like Rambam says, tell him what happened in Mitzrayim, and then tell him about the miracles and the wonders that were done to Paro, his house, and le einenu, to before our eyes. That's Moshe. Now, if you think, why didn't Moshe say lechol eine Yisrael, le'enei kol Yisrael, versus le'eneinu, to our eyes, when Moshe's speaking to Klal Yisrael here? Because this is Sefer Devarim. Look how Sefer Devarim and opens up. It's already informed us who Moshe's talking to. Right? Eile, what are the first words of Sefer Devarim? Eile ha-Devarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael. He's speaking to all of Klal Yisrael. So when he says in Veschanan that you tell your child tomorrow that we were slaves, what happened in Egypt, and tell him about, now Moshe speaking, the osos u the mosim. He doesn't say that I did. He says the osos and the mosim, these enormous, awesome ones that Hashem did to Paro, his household, le'enenu, before all of our eyes, even himself. Even he, as we just learned, had an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a chazon gadol, a great revelation, among the Jews who were witnessing the miracles, him too. He too was witnessing something. Although he was a shaliach, he too was a beneficiary of this great vision. So according to Rambam, first of all, we are fulfilling exactly the requirement that the Torah tells us to fulfill, to the Ben HaChacham, which is to talk about what happened in Mitzrayim and the Nisim that Moshe did, which the code word is to Paro, to his household, and to all of Klal Yisrael. We still have a couple more questions. First of all, why do we say Ein Maftir and Achar HaPesach Afikomen? What about the answer we give? Okay. And furthermore, this concept of Mora Gadol, what does it imply? Let's take that a little bit further. Okay. So notice that we start with Avadim Hayinu, right, that we were slaves to Paro in Mitzrayim. And then we start going into detail, right? We start here, Arami Oved Avi. We start telling the story about what happened, how we came down to Mitzrayim, how we were persecuted there, how they tortured us, how we cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we get to this pasuk, V'yotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim. That's the pasuk that where the Nisim start. And here, now we're going to turn to another place in Devarim, Perek Dalid, Pasuk Lamed Dalid. Jump back. Perek Dalid, Pasuk Lamed Dalid. Okay, 4:34. Okay. Look what it says. And this Pasuk is going to be, it's in Devarim, Perek Dalid in Veschanan. Pasuk Lamed Dalet 34, okay. Okay, so the pasuk is, and this is a familiar pasuk, okay, because we're finding it in the Haggadah, okay. O Hanisa Elokim, has God ever, has there ever been an experience that God has come, Lavo, Lakachat Lo Goy Mikerev Goy, to take for himself one nation, from the midst of another nation, b'masos, b'osos u'b'mofsim, with all kinds of wonders and miracles, u'b'milchama, and with war, u'b'yad chazaka, and with a strong hand, u'b'zroa netuya, and an outstretched arm, u'b'mora'im gedolim, and with great visions. As look at the Unkelus again. Look right back in the Unkelus. He's very, very consistent here. He says, Bechezvanin Ravravin, from the word again, chazon, with great visions. Kachol asher asal lechem Hashem elokechem b'mitzrayim, what's the next words? Le'einecha. So we have to see that whenever we talk about the nisim that were done before our eyes, we always talk about the great visions associated with them. Okay? So this concept of the great vision is critical. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael great vision, there was a purpose. It wasn't just enough to see the Nisim or the Makos take place. There was some prophetic understanding that went with it. Look in the Haggadah, okay? When we speak about, when we break down the Pasuk, V'yotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim, right? V'yad Chazaka, V'zroa Netuya, U'bamora Gadol. What does the Haggadah say, B'mora Gadol? Zu Giloy Shechina. It is vision. It's a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's prophecy. That accompanied the miracles and the makos. Zu Giloy Shechina, K'mo Shenemar, as it says, and that's our Pasuk we just read. That's the Pasuk. The Pasuk is, has God ever in experience taken one nation from another nation with all of this? U'bamora'im gedolim, with great vision. So the point here is that what did Klal Yisrael perceive in this great vision of the Makos? That's our, what else did they see besides the actual Makah? So in order to understand what they saw, we have to understand another basic principle regarding Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that is that all the Nisim that Moshe did in Mitzrayim, as Rambam says in another section, okay, were not there. That all the Nisim that Moshe did in Mitzrayim, Rambam explains a pasuk really. Actually, let's go back to Devarim. A pasuk in Shemos, as referring to the nature of the miracles that Moshe will do in Nisim in Mitzrayim and their purpose. Turn to Shemos, okay? And we have spoken about this before, so hopefully this will trigger a memory for you. Fundamental classic Rambam. Perek Gimel, okay? In Shemos. Third Perek, okay? Moshe arrives at the Sneh. Hashem tells him that he's going to send him to save Mitzrayim. Pasuk 11, Moshe says, "Mi anochi ki elech el paro v'chi otzis b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim?" Who am I to go to Paro and take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? There's an entire lecture on this, right? And we've done it in the past in this parsha. So Hashem answers him the following: "Ki eye imach, because I will be with you." And this is the sign that I have sent you. When you take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, you will serve God on this mountain. How do you read this pasuk? Moshe said, who am I to go to Paro and take the Jews out of Mitzrayim? Rashi answers, Hashem is giving him an answer for the first question and an answer for the second question. First he said, who am I to go to Paro? So Rashi says the answer is, you're right, but I will be with you. Who am I to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? So he says, this is the sign. What's the sign? The sneh, right? The sneh. That when you take them out, you're going to come back to this miraculous mountain and serve Hashem here. So who are you to take them out of Mitzrayim? I'm giving you a sign that you're going to get them out of Mitzrayim. The sign is the sneh. That's Rashi. That's more pshat. Rambam takes it totally different. He says, this is the sign that I have sent you. Zelecha ha'os shanochi shalachticha. This is the sign that I have sent you. V'hotzi aches ha'ami Mitzrayim tavdunes helokim ala harazem. When you take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, you will come to this mountain Har Sinai and serve Hashem. And that's the sign that I sent you. In other words, all the Nisim that will take place in Mitzrayim, okay, are definitely astonishing. They're called Yad Chazaka. There was Mora Gadol, great vision, associated with the Nisim. But all of them are not enough to prove that I sent you. The only proof that Klal Yisrael will have that I really sent you and that you're speaking in Hashem's name is when they come back to Har Sinai. Because what's going to happen there? So there's another pasuk further on, that when Hashem says to Moshe, come up the mountain, okay, and the people will hear me speak to you. And he says, I will speak to you, right? Ba'avur yishma ha'am bedabri imach. So the nation will hear me speak to you, and then they'll trust you forever. So the Rambam explains it like this. They will see great nisim. They will have great visions of what? Of Hashem's power in the world. But that is still not enough proof that you are Hashem's messenger. Yes, definitely to do nisim, but not necessarily to accept kol haTorah kulo from you. Just because somebody does a nes doesn't mean you have to accept 613 mitzvahs with a gazillion sub-category mitzvahs and the entire nas of nishma just because you did nisim. So when you come back to this mountain and they hear me speak to you and they hear me say, Moshe, go teach Klal Yisrael this Torah, then they'll accept you. So what happened here? We've spoken about the idea that Moshe's as the illegitimate leader was proven absolutely beyond the shadow of a doubt when they saw Hashem speak to Moshe. So then what was the vision of the Nisim in Mitzrayim? What were they learning in Mitzrayim if they were not learning that Moshe is Hashem Shaliach? That they only learned conclusively on Har Sinai when they heard Hashem speak to Moshe. When they heard Moshe get Nevuah, that he's allowed to give them the Torah. Then they knew they could trust Moshe with every halacha that would come down the pike, that nothing came from Moshe. It was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what was the great vision that they perceived in Mitzrayim? So here's where we get to the concept of the Ikrim. The Rambam holds, and the Ramban too, that what they saw alongside the Makos and the Nisim were what eventually became the 13 Ikrim of Jewish faith, what we call the Animamim. They learned about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of this was for what purpose? So that when they would come to Har Sinai, and Hashem would say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, what that means to them is, I am the one that you perceived all these things about, and the purpose I took you out of Mitzrayim was to teach you all of these basic principles which were then encoded in the 13 Ikrim, so that you will accept the Torah now forever. So the Rav Moshe Shapiro has a sefer, a new sefer called Re'ei Emuna. It's his discourses for 25 years to Or Sameach students on the 13 Ikrim. And we're going to spend a little time, open a sitter now, and you'll see, look at the animamins at the end of davening. And we're going to look at his akdama to this sefer. Because we don't often think about Yetzias Mitzrayim in this particular detail, all right? And then we'll answer the question about how we answer the Chacham, all right? So here's what he says. So Maisha says, and he brings down Ramban here, and then Rambam. He says, Kol Yud Gimel Ikrim, all of the 13 Ikrim, essential beliefs, okay? It's not leaps of faith. They're not things we just have to believe. He is proving, this entire Sefer is here to prove, that they were revealed and clarified in the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every one of the Ikrim was demonstrated during the course of the Nisim that Moshe did, La'ene Kol Yisrael, in Mitzrayim. That's why we say that Moshe's Nisim were B'mora Gadol. A great vision came along with them. What was the vision even the blind people got? Nevuah. What Nevuah? They saw the 13 Ikrim. They saw clearly everything that is stated in the 13 fundamental principles, that there's only one God, that God controls all things, that he masters the master of the world, that he interferes, that Moshe's prophecy is true, that there will never be another prophet. Tchias HaMesim, Bias HaMashiach, everything was demonstrated in the course of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He goes on to prove it step by step, and we'll go through each one quickly and show how that was demonstrated in Mitzrayim up until the splitting of the Yam Suf. Okay? So, even including the Shira, really. Kol Yud Gimel Ikrim, so all the 13 fundamental principles, Hitgalu, were revealed, Vihitboru, and were clarified, Benisei Yetzias Mitzrayim, during the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Benasu, and therefore they became Yesod HaTorah, the basic foundation for Kabbalah Satorah. Because once we were standing at Har Sinai, and we were ready to accept the Torah, that was after we already knew all of these things absolutely, completely regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We already had all these degrees of Emun and Hashem. None of it is a leap of faith. Not one of the Ikrim. Okay? So that's how he explains the Pasuk. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. All the things you will learn about me, or you've already seen. And that's why Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Dibur Zehu Tzivoy. This commandment, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is a Tzivoy to accept the Emunah, the faith, Yachad, together with what they experienced, to accept what they came to understand, what they came to know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here's how the Ramban says, Hadibra hazeh mitzvahs aseh. This first dibra is a mitzvahs aseh. Amar nochi Hashem. This teaches us, Yore v'yitzave osam sheyedu v'yaminu ki yesh Hashem. They have a mitzvah to know and to trust that there is Hashem. V'hu Elokeinu, and He is our God. V'hu Elokim lahem, and He is the God. Now, what is included in this? We're going to see that what's included in this is all the following concepts, and we're going to place them in their proper one of the ikrim. He's Hove, He exists. Kadmon, He pre-existed. Me'ito haya hakol b'chefetz, from Him came everything in reality. V'yecholet, everything He wanted, He could do. He has complete control. V'hu Elokim lahem, and He is their personal God. Shechayavim la'avod oso, and they have a responsibility to serve Him. And when it says, Asher otzeicha me'aretz Mitzrayim, with that I took you out of Mitzrayim, that includes the following. Hamitzius, that Hashem exists, v'alachefetz, and His will, He can interfere in history. U'biyadiyah, He has knowledge of what's going on. U'bahashkacha, and He monitors what's going on. Mimenu yetzanu misham, because of Him we left there. V'gam, it also teaches us, anachidush, that Hashem can renew things, can change things, can do anything. And it teaches us about that He is the only one. As we learned, v'avur teda, so that you should know, this is what Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, ki ein kamoni b'chol ha'aretz, there is nobody like me in the whole land. Okay, so here's how it goes. Look in the ikrim. The first five, all right, talk about quality, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, where are we? Where is the ikrim here? Okay, the first five of the Ani Mamins. First of all, that Hashem, Aboris Baruch Shemo, that he's the creator, and He is the guide of all creatures. He Himself alone created everything, and He does and makes and will make all things. So He says, and look at the, let's go through a few. Second one, that there is He's only one. There is nothing like Him, past, present, and future. Third, that He has no body. Ve'ein lo shum dimyon, and He has no image. Okay. Fourth, that He is the first and the last. And the fifth, that it only pays to pray to Him. Each one of these five things were demonstrated through some of the Nisim. So here's what he says. Ikar hemuna b'metzias Hashem, the fundamental trust the existence of Hashem, is revealed to us, according to, like the Ramban says, that like the Ramban said above, He's Hoveh, He exists, He preceded, He is our God. And he says, all of these are established in the first five. By the way, which one of these did they come? These are all of the ones that they came to know through the Mora Gadol, the great vision. When they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for example, telling Moshe that a nes will happen tomorrow at this, to tell Paro that it will take place at 11, 14, and 21 seconds. What does that prove? It proves Hashem Chiddush, that Hashem can do anything. Let's go through it. He proves that hu levado asa, right? He alone. If he can change things, it means he made things and him alone. And no force could stop him. The fact is that there is nothing like him. Hu levado Elokeinu, he is alone. How was that proved through the Makos? Because if you look at the Makos, you see that they basically were an attack on every single major God concept that existed in the world, starting from the most basic to the Nile, to the reptiles, which, by the way, were gods. If you go to the Met, you will see mummified crocodiles. They were definitely gods. Paro himself referred to himself as Atanin Hagadol. To the earth, the kinim, that Hashem turned the dirt into kinim. All the way to the Yam, the greatest god of all their gods was the sea god, the rain god. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He made them look like they were lost. They weren't lost. He was bringing them round about, and he placed them. Where did the Kriyas Yam Suf take place? In front of which shrine? To which idol? Ra. Ra was a sun god, which Hashem had already dealt with in Choshech. What was the water god? Baal Tzifon. There was a shrine to Baal Tzifon on the banks of the water. That's why Paro, when he saw them lost in the Midbar, said, oh, see, in Mitzrayim, you know, their god was stronger than all our local deities. But there's the great water god, the great sea god, Baal Tzifon, and he has succeeded in overpowering their god. And now look what he's doing. He's gathering the Jews in front of him to take revenge. What does Hashem do? Drowns the Egyptians in front of Baal Tzifon. So that there's no power that's greater than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is revealed, okay? How did they see that Eino Guf? So the great vision they had at the night of Makos Bechoros, when Hashem said, Ani Yotze Besoch Mitzrayim, I'm coming out. Total Gilui Shechina at the moment of Makos Bechoros. They had Mora Gadol, a great vision. Like the Shifcha on the Yam saw more than Yechezkel. That's what they saw. Did they see a body? They saw there was no body. They saw a Kadosh Baruch Hu and they didn't see anything. This fundamental principle they experienced in Mitzrayim when they got a vision of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What about who Rishon, who Achron? He's first, he's Kadmon, as Ramban says, it's called Kadmon. He preceded and he outlasts. And everything else that is conceived of to have any power just exists under Hashem's power. This was also, again, played out through the fact that Hashem controlled all of nature and was able to manipulate it at will. And of course, that it only pays to pray to Hashem. How was that proven? How did the Makos stop? Paro asked Moshe, go pray to your God to stop the Makos, right? Nothing, no one else, everyone was helpless. So Moshe had to leave Mitzrayim, remember, to pray to Hashem. So these five things were all demonstrated through the Nisim, okay? Then he goes on to say, Ikrim Yud and Yud Aleph, okay? That is that he knows, okay? He knows the thoughts of men, and he knows what everybody's thinking, which means he knows who's righteous and who's wicked. And 11 is he does good to those that are on his side, the Shomrei Mitzvahs, and he punishes the ones who are not, right? He punishes the other ones. So he says here, it was revealed in the punishment of Mitzrayim and the protection of Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who's who, wicked and righteous, and treats them differently. And he brings a proof text here. That's what Yisrael, when we talked about this, said to Moshe, Ata Yadati, now I know, Ki Gadol Hashem Mikol Elokim, that Hashem is greater than everything I ever thought of, Ki Bedavar Asher Zadulim, because he punished them in the way that they intended to punish Klal Yisrael. They wanted to drown Klal Yisrael, and he drowned them. Now we took this pasuk and went in a whole different direction, remember? About V'halachta B'drachav, but the pshat is that Yisrael saw this. He knew people's intentions, and he punished and rewarded. That was clear in Mitzrayim and on the Yam. So these two Ikrim were demonstrated. They saw that truth. Then he goes on. Ikrim, Vav, and Zion. Okay, that all the words of the Nevi'im are true. And Moshe is the Av L'Nevi'im, the greatest of all Nevi'im. That clearly was demonstrated. B'Shlichas Moshe, and at Moshe's Shlichas, as we said, that how Moshe's Nisim, Moshe's Av L'Kol HaNevi'im, because everything he did, we established, was La'enei Kol Yisrael, and came with great vision. So we know that Moshe is the greatest Navi, and that the other Nevi'im that Hashem sends also are true, that Nevuah is true, that there really is something called Nevuah. Not just, how do you know there's really something called Nevuah? If somebody comes over to you and says, I'm a Navi, how do you trust them? Because we experienced Nevuah. That's Mora Gadol. And we experienced Moshe having Nevuah. And we saw that Moshe's Nevuah was completely unique. So these two things, these Ikrim, were experienced. They were, right? We have been there. Then he goes on to say, and also the Torah says that, as the pasuk we quoted, this is Moshe, the only one who knew Hashem, panim b'panim. Then we go on to say, Ikrim, Ches and Tes, 9 and 10, okay? That this Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was the same exact Torah, and that this Torah will never be changed. How do we know that? That's the pasuk we quoted before. Hashem says, when they hear me speak to you on Har Sinai, when this is all over, then they're going to know that this, the Torah they're getting is directly from me and never to be changed, and you haven't changed anything. And the Torah Hashem gave you is the Torah we received. And Hashem, he goes on to say, did so much to Klal Yisrael that they should know that the Torah is true, that it's not possible that the Torah can be changed, because Hashem revealed himself in the greatest possible way to give us this Torah, the way you, and told us that it's forever. And finally, Bias HaMashiach and Tchias HaMesim. What's Bias HaMashiach? When Moshe came to the Sneh, he said, what's your name? And Hashem said, Eke Asher Eke, and Rashi explains, for Chazal, I will be with you in this Torah, as I will be in you in all the future ones, and as I save you from this one, I will ultimately save you from the future ones. That's a... And the Jewish people heard that Nevuah, they understood that there would be a promise for Bias HaMashiach. And Tchias HaMesim, that is expressed through the Shira on the Yam. How? Oz Yashir, and again, another thing at the end of the Shira, Oz is in the future, and what else? Hashem Yimloch Liolam Voed. So this is just a glimpse into that synopsis, but he basically says the following. This is the principle that Yetzias Mitzrayim was setting Klal Yisrael up to know these fundamental ikrim, so that they could be makabel the Torah from Moshe forever. So that when Hashem said Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzaseicha, I am Hashem to get out of Mitzrayim. Embedded in that is all the ikrim, as we just went through. Everything they learned about in Mitzrayim and on the Yam, really. And because they learned all these things, they were Makabel Torah for Moshe Rabbeinu forever, till us. We're obligated to. Our parents accepted it all the way down to us. And that is very, very, this concept is very important, that we know we experienced Matan Torah at Har Sinai. But the Ikrim always were kind of like leaps of faith. How do we know these things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The point of the entire experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim was so these fundamental principles, these ideas in Machshava, these philosophies will be ingrained in us because we experience them, and because of them we accepted the Torah, because we saw. So the fact is that the Nisim Moshe did in Mitzrayim taught us about Hashem and Hashem's selection of a Navi. They didn't prove Moshe's Nevuah. That was proven later in Har Sinai, that Moshe was the one we can receive Torah from. What happened in Mitzrayim was we learned about the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That was the point of the Nisim in Mitzrayim. So now let's get to our last question. What about the answer we give the Chacham in the Haggadah? We start telling him halachas. Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikomen. So Heshi, my husband, suggests here, because of a few different suggestions, that even according to the Rambam, and he brings a few proofs from Rambam's writing, that despite the fact that philosophy is of critical importance, and all of the Nisim Hashem did in Mitzrayim was to teach us basic machshava, you know, principles of thought, because there's a lot of discussion in, you know, Judaism and then different, you know, thinkers that some want to suggest, like Mendelssohn, for example, who we call the, you know, ultimately gave birth to the Reform movement, that beliefs are not, you know, important. It's just what you do. It's just behaviors. That's very dangerous. Beliefs are very important. And we do have dogma. We do have beliefs. These are all the beliefs. However, we also have a principle that before you start getting to all the beliefs, when you train a child, you train them in the mitzvahs, how to behave, because there's something very strange about Klal Yisrael's attachment to mitzvahs and the results, the benefits of mitzvahs. It seems to be that by doing the mitzvahs and having them ingrained in the way we live, it actually brings us to know experientially the principles, the machshava, the philosophy. Very interesting. How does a normal nation establish itself? Like America. First, you have declarations of ideology. What kind of country we want this land to be. Then, once you have like that vision, then you write a constitution. And if people break the law, they could be wreaking havoc with the vision of what this country is all about. So you have to enforce that people keep the law. But the law is a creation that comes from the philosophy. Klal Yisrael is very different. When you train a child, you do not have to start necessarily with all the deep philosophical underpinnings. That's not how we operate. We start with the halacha. And lo and behold, you know what happens? You have a nation that's just keeping basic halacha. It becomes a nation that represents truth, that represents human dignity, that represents justice, that represents kindness. Our mitzvahs give birth to the ideas. And not that the ideas don't exist, but we become a people that represents those ideas through our behavior. It's our behavior that creates us, really, and the nature of our religion, whether we know, ultimately, the machshava or not. It's a strange phenomenon. The behavior creates something out of us. It creates a nature, creates a philosophy. And then that's what we say also in Devarim, that the nations are going to say, is there any other nation, a guy, chacham v'navon, so smart, like this nation, that does all the mitzvahs. That the mitzvahs bring us. So Rambam, he's trying to say here that Rambam's saying, yes, all of the machshava is important. But believe it or not, behaving according to the mitzvahs, that also will lead a person to come to know that a lot of these things that we've just said are established in Mitzrayim. They bring a person closer to these ideas. And many of these ideas become experienced and become intuitive through the mitzvahs that we do. So that's how we start with the person, a chacham. We start by teaching him how to behave as a Jew. That will set up the groundwork that person will be able to receive and understand all of these profound ideas. Because you can't teach these great ideas to a person whose behavior, whose way of living, has nothing to do with Kedusha and with eternity and with MS. Can't work. These ideas don't sink in. So that's how we start. All right, everybody. Have a wonderful Pesach.
You too.
Yigdal is a rendition of the Ani Mamet. It's a question.